You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
RNIB are on the hunt for Welsh-speaking screen reader users. Here to tell us why is RNIB External Engagement Coordinator Hannah Rowlett. Hannah, croes an all, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
Well, take us back to the beginning on this one, Hannah, because not everyone uses them in their day-to-day lives. What is a screen reader and what can it be used for?
A screen reader is a piece of assistive technology software that can read aloud what's on your screen. So it does what it says on the tin. It's a screen reader. It reads what's on the screen. So it can read out kind of anything from your kind of the menu items on your computer to your emails, to a web page, to what's online. And as a user, you control your screen reader, usually by using your keyboard, if it's on a laptop or a PC, where you can use it to navigate around the screen. So you don't need to rely on your mouse anymore if your vision has deteriorated to a level where it's maybe difficult to make out what's on the screen. That's where the screen reader can step in. We also can have screen readers on smart devices, so things like iPads and smartphones, and we can then control the screen reader using our fingers. And as we touch the screen, different gestures move the screen reader aloud, and anything the screen reader focuses on is voiced. So instead of having to rely on our vision, we're now kind of using our hearing to kind of discern information from the screen.
And what's the situation like now for Welsh language speakers? Is there good availability of the language with this type of software at the moment?
No, to be truthful. In Wales, we have a real emphasis on Welsh being equal to English. For example, all of our public services are delivered through the medium of English and Welsh, and we have legislation that means that Welsh cannot be kind of treated on a non-equal basis or equal footing to English. However, that's just not the case for Welsh-speaking blind and partially sighted people. We really don't have parity between Welsh language screen readers and English language screen readers. So there are a couple of options. They're just not brilliant. And that means that kind of Welsh-speaking blind and partially sighted people are compromised on what digital Welsh language content they can access. We here at RNIB have access to free licenses for Geraint and Gwynedd. So Welsh language voices, male and female. But these voices only work on Windows. So if you are using JAWS or MVGA, you can come to us and request free licenses to use. But that doesn't help if you're somebody who uses a smartphone or tablet. Maybe all your family are Welsh speaking and you communicate over messages or emails through Welsh. If you're blind and partially sighted, you know, and a Welsh speaker, you can't do that on the smartphone or tablet through the medium of Welsh. So we're in kind of a really sort of poor situation, if you like, for our Welsh-speaking blind and partially sighted peers.
And RNIB are looking for volunteers to join a lived experience panel. What does that involve?
Absolutely. So Welsh Government have really stepped up and are looking to take this forward, want to create a Welsh language screen reader voice that really meets the needs of blind and partially sighted people. So the technology that does exist in the past has been created by people who aren't blind or partially sighted. And I'm really keen that this time round, when Welsh Government are looking at developing something new, we're involving people with lived experience in that development. So I'm looking for Welsh-speaking, blind and partially sighted people who use screen readers to volunteer their time to join a panel to give their lived experience on what it's like to access or use Welsh through the medium of a screen reader so that they can actually provide feedback about the technology as it's being developed to ensure that when it's ready, when we have the finished product able to use, it is actually something good and it's something that people can use to access all the material in the Welsh language that they want to.
And you mentioned the Welsh Government there. Is it common for governments to get involved in technology like this and the application of language and technology?
In this case, because Welsh is a minority language, Welsh Government have many kind of schemes to improve and increase the numbers of Welsh speakers. to protect our language and make sure that for the future there are more Welsh speakers. And so because of that, because they're so invested in saving and supporting the language, they have a particular department whose focus is on Welsh language technology development. There isn't, generally speaking, even in kind of like the mainstream world, there isn't that much Welsh language technology. There are some, but it's just, unfortunately, Welsh is kind of not yet seen on that level, and that's something Welsh government are looking to change for the future, which means that lots of their energy is spent on supporting this work. And it's great that they are willing to kind of work with us and that they see the value in creating something really great for blind and partially sighted people to be involved in the kind of Welsh speaking future of Wales.
And in terms of joining the lived experience panel, what are the requirements? You need to be a Welsh language speaker, of course, and a screen reader user. Are there any other requirements to take part?
Absolutely not. That's it. Just those two. And in terms of being a Welsh speaker, we're looking for people at kind of all levels of learning Welsh. So it might be that you are somebody who is first language Welsh, and that's your kind of native language and the language that you live most of your life through. It could be that you're a Welsh learner and you're at the start of your journey to learning Welsh, or maybe somebody who grew up speaking lots of Welsh and is maybe like a lapsed user. We see that quite often when people move away from kind of their homeland. They still wish to speak Welsh, but maybe they've lost a little bit of confidence. And the fact that there isn't really the Welsh language technology to enable somebody to continue accessing Welsh. Maybe you're somebody who wants to, you know, would like to pick that up again, and the technology would support you to do that. We're looking for people at kind of all levels. And similarly with screen reader, you don't have to be massively proficient at using a screen reader or fully or very confident. It just has to be something you use, something that you use on a kind of day-to-day basis to be able to provide good feedback.
And the panel itself, is that an ongoing sign up? Is that something where this will take place over a number of weeks or a number of sessions, or will it be a one-off conversation that's had?
Yeah, it's a really an ongoing project. So as you know, with kind of the development of any kind of technology, it does take a little bit of time. So there are going to be lots of opportunities, not only over the coming months, but probably the coming years, for people to get involved, to provide their kind of lived experience. Or at the moment, we're at the beginning stages. We're at the foothills of the mountain, but we haven't yet climbed it. And so there's going to be many stops along the way for people to get involved. So they can dip in and dip out as we go through the project. Just really keen to get a kind of representative group of people who are looking to be involved in the development of the technology over the course of the next few years, really.
Well, how could people find out a bit more information about the Lived Experience panel and sign up to take part?
We have information up on our RNIB website in the volunteering section. There is a volunteering role that is to do with Welsh language technology. So you can find out all about the role there. Or you can email us at cymru@rnib.org.uk if you'd like to learn more.
Well, we look forward to hearing more from the Lived Experience panel in the future. But for now, RNIB External Engagement Coordinator Hannah Rowlett, diolch yn fawr iawn i chi. Thanks very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Diolch iawn.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.